We're celebrating the risen Savior. We call this the gospel because gospel means good news. What's good is that Jesus Christ beat death when he rose from the grave 3 days after they put him in the grave. And that's what Easter is a celebration of, the resurrected or the risen Savior. The reason that's good news is because of the bad news. And the bad news is that without the shedding of Christ's blood, there is no hope for mankind to have peace with God for eternity. There is only hell because of the sin that saturates everybody, me, you, and everybody in the world. And sin separates us from God, and because of that, we have no hope in and of ourselves. But Jesus Christ took your sin, and he took my sin, and he took it to the cross, and he died, and he beat that sin, and he beat death, and he rose again. And the scripture says that whosoever believes on him shall be saved from that horrible condition that leads straight to hell. To believe on Jesus Christ is not simply to accept the facts that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Demons believe that, the Bible says, but they're not saved. It is more than just an acceptance of the truth. It is a reliance on the Lord. It is a dependence on him and him alone as a way to have peace with God. That's what it is to believe on Jesus Christ and to thus receive him, because he is a free gift to you. So that's why this is an exciting day, because of Jesus risen from the grave. Now, we know that it happened on the first day of the week, which is Sunday. We don't know exactly what Sunday of the year it happened, but we do know that it happened, and Christ lives today. What does a shepherd do with sheep? What's he supposed to do? Well, you're not supposed to beat them, okay? You're not supposed to abuse them. Sheep are in need, and a shepherd is to fill that need. What a shepherd's supposed to do, or what he does, is he leads them where they need to go, and he feeds them what they need to grow. That's what a shepherd does. He leads and he feeds. The New Testament was written in the Greek language, and the Greek word for shepherd that we translate shepherd is pronounced poimen. Poimen. Do you know what the Latin translation of poimen is? The English translation is shepherd. You know what the Latin translation is? Pastor. Or as we say, pastor. So it'd be perfectly acceptable to refer to Shepherd Brown or Shepherd Dave, because that's exactly what the word pastor means. And that's what the New Testament uses to describe certain men who have been called to do what we do, to poimen or shepherd or pastor God's people. Now, the pastor or the shepherd's job is to do what? Well, with the Bible in hand, he is to lead the people where they need to go and feed the people what they need to grow. You say, that's great. What does that have to do with Easter? Well, little boy by the name of Dondre Oshworth was 4 years old when a firefighter pulled him from a burning building that an arsonist had set on fire. It was this little boy's apartment where he lived with his parents. And only 4 years old, he didn't remember the event. Never remembers seeing the fireman. But his mother always made sure she knew about him. Periodically, she would sit little Dondre down and tell him about the time a fireman came home to their burning apartment, crawled through that fire, found that little boy, and pulled him to safety. Well, this little boy grew up looking up to this man that he didn't know. He wanted to know that fireman. He wanted to learn from that fireman. Maybe he even wanted to be like that fireman. Well, 25 years after the event, the family found retired firefighter Don Cosen, and those two men had a reunion. And finally, he got to see the man face to face who he had loved all of these years for saving his life. Well, folks, when you believe unto Christ as your Savior, who saves you not from a burning building, but from the fiery pits of hell instead, when you believe unto Christ, he never leaves you. You can get to know him. You can learn from him. And because of his grace, you can be more and more like him. Jesus Christ won't only show you how, he'll take care of you as you follow. Because we celebrate not only the risen Savior today, but I hope that you walk away from this Easter Sunday celebrating the risen Shepherd. The Shepherd who never leaves. He leads you where you need to go, and he feeds you what you need to grow. In fact, the New Testament refers to the Lord Jesus Christ as a shepherd in three different forms. The first one is found in the book of John. If you're visiting today, you don't have a Bible, there should be one in the shelf in front of you. If you look at the index, you'll see the book of John. It'll tell you what page to find, the Gospel of John. And in John chapter 10, we see our Jesus as a shepherd, starting with verse 11, John 10, and this is him speaking of himself. Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd." Well, we see Jesus Christ as a shepherd in form number one. He is the good shepherd. Now, I find this encouraging. I'll tell you why. Because not all shepherds are good. The Apostle Peter warns us that many pastors are in the position of a pastor only for what they can get and not for what they can give. And that kind of shepherd will hurt you. Okay? And, you know, even good pastors don't always do good things. I've proved that, and that causes hurt too. But Jesus Christ is the good shepherd, meaning Christ is only good, folks. He is only good and nothing else. And to top that off, Jesus Christ is always good. He never takes a break. He never goes through a lapse when for a moment he's not a good shepherd. He is only and always a good shepherd. Now, that kind of shepherd will never hurt you. How does he show that kind of goodness? Well, look again. He says in verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Well, he's good, and then he gave his life for you. He went to the cross to do for you what you could never, ever, ever do for yourself. Try as you might, all of your efforts and good works will never reach God Almighty. But Jesus Christ, God's Son, reached him for you because he went to the cross. And then he says in verse 12, he says, "But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling. Does not care about the sheep." And what Jesus is teaching them is that's what a hireling does. But Christ is a good shepherd. He not only gave his life for you, but he stands by you always. He'll never flee, folks, because the wolf's coming, and he comes back from time and time again, and yet Christ will never leave you. This is what it is to have him as a shepherd. And then he goes even further and says, "I am the good shepherd," verse 14. "I know my sheep and am known by my own." As a good shepherd, he knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. I know that's frightening, isn't it? If you've been married any length of time, you start to discover, oh my goodness, my wife knows me. She knows me better than I know me. That's frightening. Do you know the truth? I know her too. I can walk into a room and without her saying one word, I can just tell how things are going. That's how we get to know each other. Okay, maybe you're not married, you know. Your parents know you, and you know your parents. Your siblings know you, and you know your siblings. You get to know people. Jesus Christ is not some distant God who you just abstractly think about. He is a God who wants to know you and does, but he's more than that. He is the God who wants you to know him, and you can. There's a personal relationship you have with this kind of shepherd. He is the good shepherd. Now, if you go over to the book of Hebrews, keep flipping forward in the New Testament, you'll come to a rather lengthy book called Hebrews. And in chapter 13 of Hebrews, verse 20, says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead," resurrected him from the dead, "that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant." Jesus Christ is not only the good shepherd, he is the great shepherd. See, that word in the Greek language that's translated great, you know how that word's pronounced? Megas. That's where we get the word mega. Okay, he's a mega shepherd. You know, shepherds like Pastor Paul and like me, we can be faithful. We can be consistent. We can be a lot of things. Folks, only Jesus Christ is great. Only Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. The rest of us are underlings. We're just under the Lord. Right? Because only he, as it says in verse 20, could save you by shedding his blood. I bleed all the time. Hey, I'm always cutting myself, nicking myself. My blood will never save anybody. Well, I guess you could say that when I donate blood, which I do from time to time, and that might be used to save somebody physically, but my blood will never save your soul. No shepherds can, except for the great shepherd. His blood saves. He gave his blood on the cross that you may live forever with him. And he can make you complete, equip you to do good things you never thought you could do. Look at verse 21 of Hebrews 13. Verse 21 says, "Make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." So he makes you to be able to do things you can never do. Folks, a mere mortal shepherd like me can give you the word. But the great shepherd is the word. He is the word that indwells people and changes people and will turn you inside out. I can't do that. I heard somebody once say, "Oh, I really owe a lot to you for what you've done for this loved one in my life." Me? I didn't change anybody. I can't change anybody. I didn't do it. Jesus Christ makes those kinds of changes. See, Jesus Christ died on the cross not to free you so you can go sin. People think that. You dumb Christians. You think all you do is just say you believe on Jesus, now you can go kill people. What? That's not what Jesus Christ taught. He taught me, and he teaches you, that the reason he went on the cross is not to free you to sin, but to free you from sin. To enable you and change you to do things for him that you could never do otherwise. And that only comes by truly turning to and relying on him. Listen, if you're trying to get through life without Christ, but now you're really tired of trying to do better and failing, and you can't get off that vicious cycle, listen, believe on Christ. Turn from everything else you've been holding on to get you to heaven. Turn from all the pleasures that sin brings, and instead make an about face and turn to the Lord with 100% reliance on him and what he did. Believe on him who's already paid for you with his blood. And you will do better than you ever imagined. You'll do things you never saw yourself doing. Because when you're saved by Christ, you'll follow the greatest shepherd that ever was. And then flip ahead just a little bit more. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And Peter's talking to under-shepherds like me and Pastor Paul. He's talking to us. In verse 2, he says, "Shepherd, poimen, pastor the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain," don't be one of those kind of pastors, "but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted you, but being examples to the flock. Not as being superior authorities, but rather by being servants. And then notice what he says in verse 4. And when the chief shepherd, the chief pastor, appears, you'll receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Jesus Christ is not only the good shepherd and the great shepherd. Folks, Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. That word is arch or arch, the arch shepherd. And Michael's called the archangel, means the highest ranking angel. Your arch enemy is the highest ranking enemy in your life. The arch shepherd is the shepherd who is above all, and that's Jesus Christ. And you notice what it says? It says that the chief shepherd is coming back. He's coming back. Now, he's with you spiritually today. In this sense, he'll never leave you. But he'll be with you physically tomorrow or someday when he returns. Like that little boy, Dondre, who finally got to see the fireman who saved him so many years earlier. You too will see face to face the chief shepherd who comes back for you that very first time. But you can already know him now. And notice, as a chief shepherd, he's bringing rewards. Not the reward of eternal life. Friend, if you trust Christ as your Savior, you have that reward right now in your possession. He's talking about the rewards he's bringing back for his children based on how they serve him. You can't earn eternal life, but boy, you can sure live eternal life. And how you live it determines the rewards that he brings back. Okay? I'm looking at this text, and he's talking to me and Pastor Paul, because he's talking to the pastors here when he says, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Well, that's a conditional reward. That depends on how I serve. Do I serve by compulsion or do I serve willingly? Am I here because, well, I got to be the pastor? No, I've said it before and it's true. There are some Sundays that I'd rather stay at home. Okay, I'm just like everybody else. Not many, but every now and then, I don't want to come to church either. Right? I'm just like you. But is the pattern of my life one that I'm glad to be here serving? It better be. Okay? Am I here as a servant or as a Lord? Do I see this as a situation where you are the subject serving the pastor? Because that is ungodly. The godly attitude that I'd better display is I'm here the servant, serving you, giving you the word of God that I have fed on myself first. Okay? That's what it is to serve the Lord. And based on how I serve determines what kind of reward he brings back. I feel sorry for you people, you know, having this guy for a shepherd. You can see on our website, which, by the way, Ernie has updated the website. It looks fantastic. And you can watch, you know, if you miss church, you can watch the archived sermons and the archived church services on our website. I don't do that, okay? Well, first of all, I'm here. But I do not like to watch myself, because when I do, boy, I feel sorry for you people. You got to look at that ugly guy up there every week, and then my voice is weird. You know, how come your voice is normal and mine's weird? You got a weird voice that you got to listen to. But, you know, I can't control the way I look, okay, and I can't control the way that I sound, but, man, I had better control the way that I behave in the position God has called me. Well, you have the ability to do that, too, if you know Christ as Savior. You can control the way you behave. You can choose to follow after your shepherd. Yeah. And in fact, sometimes when it feels like you can't follow him at all, don't be surprised when the shepherd picks you up and carries you. But he will never leave you. Folks, he's good, he's great, and he's chief. I have had pastors in my past who were good shepherds. But they were shepherds who eventually I had to say goodbye to. Either because they moved away or I did. And in some cases, because the Lord took them away when they died. But Jesus Christ is the type of shepherd who will never leave you. Ever. See, only he, as our great, good chief shepherd, only he could defeat the enemy. Only he could save you from your sin. See, sheep don't gather together and say, you know what, we've had it with that lion prowling in the woods. We're going to go get that guy. Okay? Sheep don't do that. They can't do that. When the wolf comes around, one sheep doesn't say, I'm going to take this guy. I'm going to take this wolf. Had enough of this guy. Okay? I got a tattoo that says born to chew cud. I'm going to do it. You know? Do sheep chew cud? I'm not sure. They don't do that. They can't. Okay? It's the shepherd's job to kill the wolf. It's the shepherd's job to kill the lion. Jesus Christ killed that which threatened you, friend. And that is the power of sin. He's already destroyed the power. If you'll just accept him, you have freedom. You can't destroy it yourself. Trying to earn your way to God by ignoring the Son of God is like a sheep saying, I'm going to beat that lion. It's foolish. You will lose. Jesus Christ defeated the lion for you on the cross. His resurrection is the proof of victory. You have only to believe that. Accept Jesus Christ into your life by believing and relying on what he did. Not anything you can do. And you do that, you're going to find a cure to loneliness like you never knew. Because to put your trust in Christ for your eternal salvation, the Bible says, is to be in Christ. And in Christ, we are never, ever alone. Whether you be a man, whether you be a woman, you have a good, great chief shepherd who will never, ever leave you. Have you not trusted Christ yet? What's keeping you? You'll never be alone.